Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good afternoon. I'm Rebecca Corral. Orinda neighbors will bring their concerns about Airbnb to a congressional town hall meeting tonight in Concord. KCBS reporter Doug Sovereign says the San Francisco company is implementing new measures in response to last week's Halloween massacres, but critics say it's still not enough. Doug?
Well, Rebecca, Airbnb CEO Brian Chesky announced a series of steps, including a new 24-hour neighbor hotline with rapid response and verification of all listings in the wake of that shooting at an Orinda Airbnb that left five young people dead.
It was a huge tragedy.
That rings hollow for Christine Chalmers, who lives a few doors down from where the Halloween shooting happened.
The only thing he had to say about the people who lost their lives here was it was a huge tragedy.
She thinks the new procedures fall way short.
Well, for sure it's too late, but it's still too little.
Chalmers would like to see an independent audit of Airbnb's verifications, and she wants the company to make sure homeowners comply with all local laws. She will also ask Congressman Mark DeSaulnier about the possibility of stricter state and federal laws to make short-term rentals safer. DeSaulnier holding his 100th congressional town hall tonight in Concord. She thinks Airbnb is still shirking liability onto its customers. Chesky insists he gets it.
We have to take more responsibility for the stuff on our platform, and I think this has been a gradual, maybe too gradual, transition for our industry.
Orinda plans to tighten its own ordinance and ban unhosted rentals for at least 45 days while it does that. Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
Thank you, Doug. Kids who vape often use certain flavors that make the tobacco taste better, but as KCBS's Dan Mitchinson tells us, when the Food and Drug Administration announces a ban this week on e-cigarette flavors, one of those favorites will probably still be available.
Menthol is a flavor that youth use.
Dr. Josh Sharfstein is the former FDA Principal Deputy Commissioner. He and other health experts say menthol attracts new smokers because of its taste, which is why some are confused why menthol will be allowed and vape stores won't be subjected to the new federal ban.
There's been a lot of study about menthol and a big report and a big advisory committee decision to recommend banning menthol even in cigarettes.
Menthol is found in mint plants and masks the harsh flavor of tobacco. Back in September, President Trump announced flavors other than tobacco would be banned, and since then, there's been opposition from pro-vapers. Dr. Sharfstein says banning some flavors at some locations where teens can or can't buy this tobacco really won't solve the problem.
People often don't check IDs, and so just saying, well, it's banned except if you go to this store, that store, the other store, has never really been a great strategy for keeping things out of the hands of kids.
Dan Mitchinson, KCBS.
Newly released numbers show that more than 2,000 people have been diagnosed with vaping illnesses in the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said today that 2,051 confirmed and probable cases have been reported. Illnesses have happened in every state but Alaska. 40 people in 24 states have died. The outbreak appears to have started in March. No single ingredient or device has been linked to the illnesses. However, most who got sick say they vaped products containing THC. Health officials urge people to avoid vaping, particularly products containing THC and purchased off the street. Hundreds brave the wind and fog at San Francisco's Presidio to take part in a long-awaited groundbreaking for the 14-acre tunnel-top park today. KCBS reporter Tim Ryan explains it will have some of the most amazing views anywhere when it finally opens in 2021.
Oh,
it opened with an Ohlone prayer. After all, they were here before we were.
In my Monterey language, makpa pakai menakai mako.
The park covers those new tunnels on Presidio Parkway, meandering all the way to the bay. The idea of architect James Corner.
The centerpiece of San Francisco. When you stand on the tunnel tops, because it's a raised plateau, if you do a 360-degree turn, you get a magnificent panorama of everything that's San Francisco. You see the Golden Gate Bridge, the Marin Headlands, Alcatraz.
San Francisco Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi, instrumental in getting the funding to transition the Presidio from a military base to a public space.
An accomplishment of national significance. And God truly blessed America with this Presidio, but especially also with the involvement of all of you.
In San Francisco, Tim Ryan, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.